Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Two producers, two points of view at the Senate Agriculture Committee hearing on cattle prices. That in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
It was a showdown at High Noon OK Corral kind of event at the Senate Agriculture Committee on Wednesday as they held a hearing on cattle market transparency and the need to fix the markets. There were two cattle producers involved. There were two livestock market economists and one social engineer. Those were the five witnesses before the senators. Several of the senators testified as well, giving their points of view along the way. As for the two producers, the first leadoff witness was from the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, Justin Tupper, saying that we've got to have more cash markets. We need the government to step in and make it so.
We are losing our producers at an alarming rate, all the while watching big corporate feeders, packers make record profits with the threat of vertical integration hanging over our head.
Tupper says there's not enough transparency in the marketplace, and he said there's not enough competition among those that are wanting to buy cattle from feedlots and cattle producers.
In my years as an auctioneer and operating St. Ange Livestock, I've learned the most important participant in true price discovery is the second bidder. In most cases in the fat cattle trade today, we don't have a second bidder.
Now, the second cattle producer that testified, Mark Gardner from Ashland, Kansas, Gardner Angus Ranch, and an original participant in U.S. premium beef. And he believes this is all about economics, supply and demand.
Today, we have too many cattle and too little processing capacity. We have a volatile marketplace created by outside, unavoidable factors. Not any one market player.
Gardner believes that the marketplace is solving the problem, but it will take time.
Now, the solution for all of this is very complicated. Processors are adding capacity due to the demand for high-quality beef. Adding this capacity will take time. History tells us we will reach a point when apple processing capacity will compete for a limited supply of cattle. When this happens, the marketplace will shift and the producers will have more leverage. The question for us in the meantime becomes how much damage will regulations do to the marketplace by artificially manipulating the pricing mechanisms. Experience tells us the unintended consequences of these actions can create longer lasting havoc and even greater volatility to our industry.
The two producers disagreed over whether or not Uncle Sam should step in and mandate how cattle should be marketed. They did agree that we need to renew the livestock mandatory price reporting rule and that more price discovery and transparency would be good in the marketplace and are needed. One interesting perspective that Justin Tupper offered very late in the hearing had to do with confidentiality. One of the problems with mandatory price reporting right now is that in many areas of the country, we don't have enough market participants to allow USDA to publish some of the data that they do receive. Justin Tupper says that needs to end.
There isn't enough participants in the market. We can't report it. The trouble with that is in a fat cattle market today, everybody with iPhones, and you and I know this in the marketplace, if somebody's bidding $1.26, which I got texted this morning for fat cattle, everybody in the industry knows it. So this confidentiality rule that they fall back on, 370-20, does not fit for this industry. And I understand it, and I've been told every time we go to USDA, I get shot backwards because I throw up all over confidentiality. But that's one of the big things. We can't get it all in there.
Meaning that USDA gets a lot more information than they're actually able to publish under confidentiality rules. He believes that needs to change when we rewrite the livestock mandatory price reporting rules. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.